It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio so that we might share with you the wonderful message of God's love for you. God gave the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, to die on an old rugged cross, to shed His blood, so that we might all have everlasting life that received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 6 today, Hebrews chapter number 6. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Temple Baptist Church Choir from Anderson, South Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us today is titled, I Rest My Case at the Cross.
Sinners.
The cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus dying for us so that we might have everlasting life. Colossians 1, starting with verse number 9, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist, and He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell." Verse number 20, "And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in His sight." Jesus did that for you. He gave Himself. Through His power, He created all things. Through His love, He can redeem you if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've not received this gift of salvation that God offers through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and you would like to have someone sit down and share with you what God's holy word says about you receiving this gift of salvation, please call me. I would count it an honor to sit down with you and take a copy of God's holy word and share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can receive this gift of salvation. My number is 919-563-6753. We would also like to invite you to be a part of our services today. Our morning services start at 9:45 for Sunday school. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all the services that we have at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and don't wait to be with us until Wednesday night unless you're providentially hindered. Please come be with us this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina, for Sunday school at 9:45. We also have a website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, and mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com is all one word. Please go to our website. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you what God has said in His Word about how you can receive this gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebbins Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebbins with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and we'll give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 6. Let's listen to another song by the Temple Baptist Church Choir from Anderson, South Carolina. The name of the second song they're going to sing for us is titled, You're Not Alone. A description is given of a friend in Proverbs 18:24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We find Jesus explaining this in John chapter number 15, verse number 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus came into this world to be the friend of man, to die in man's place, so that those who would receive him as personal Savior would never have to be alone again. In fact, if you turn over to Hebrews 13:5, the writer says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Twice in the book of Ephesians, we find we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Jesus gave the Holy Spirit to us as a comforter, as he proclaims in John chapter number 14. So if we're sealed with the Holy Spirit, and he's given to us to be a comforter, to walk with us day by day, we are never alone. We always have the Lord with us. And the Lord does not just offer his presence, he offers his fellowship as well. Listen to this last song by the Temple Baptist Church Choir from Anderson, South Carolina. The name of this song is titled, His Hand in Mine.
Say.
When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are placed within the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 10, Jesus proclaims this himself, being placed in his hand and in the Father's hand. But when we have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ after salvation, that's allowing him to place his hand in ours. Oh, that place of fellowship that the believer can have with the Lord Jesus Christ, walking in love, as Ephesians 5, starting with verse number 1 says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Then, in the next few verses, it tells us how we ought to walk away from sin. We get down to verse number 8, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." There is the fellowship that we can have with the Lord. When we say, "Lord, I need you to lead me. I need you to walk with me." Me, in his hand, is salvation. His hand in mine is fellowship. As we turn to Hebrews chapter 6, we can go back to chapter 5 to see the last few verses dealing with the writer's description of the Hebrew Christian as being children, immature, not being able to handle the deep truths of God's Word. We go on to chapter number 6, as the writer of Hebrews tells the Hebrew Christians that they need to move on from being saved to being saved with a testimony. For when we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior, our salvation is sealed. We have everlasting life, and everything dealing with salvation is in God's hand because God saves us. Everything is in Christ's hand because Jesus Christ has saved us. And the writer of Hebrews tells the Hebrew Christians, you need to move on from just being saved to becoming mature Christians in Christ. Notice he goes on to verse number 7, talking about the importance of living for the Lord so we can be as a field that bringeth forth herbs that will benefit others. We can also see in verse number 8 how going our own way in our own direction can bring forth thorns and briars and is rejected, nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. In this passage of Scripture, this is not the loss of salvation that is being described in the first few verses of chapter 6. It is stepping out of God's will after we have started in God's will after salvation to do what we want, and then trying to get back into God's will. The warning is that if we do this, if we know the sweetness of God's will and we step out of it to go our own way, that if we decide to come back into God's will, we'll find that we'll not be in the place where we could have been had we not gone away from the will of the Lord. As we go to verse number 9, we'll find that the writer of Hebrews tells us that this is not dealing with salvation, but it is dealing with those things that come with salvation. A testimony. Verse number 9, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak." It is what accompanies salvation that we need to be focused on after salvation. Following in the narrow way after we come through the straight gate, finding God's will by reading God's Word and asking God's leadership, doing those things that be pleasing to the Lord. This is what he speaks of in verse number 9, the things that accompany salvation. This is not speaking of someone working their way to heaven. This is someone described here working because they're on their way to heaven. The field bringing forth the herbs that receiveth the blessing from God is the field of someone in God's perfect will, with a testimony that all can see and a testimony that will benefit others. Just as when we leave God's will and we go our own way, then there are thorns and briars because we are doing what we want and not what God wants. God is concerned that once we're saved, that we should have what should accompany salvation. Now, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God wants you to be a fruitful field, bringing forth those fruits of grace so that others might benefit and you might receive the blessings of God and the rewards of God. But also, you need to remember, if you're tempted to leave God's will, that according to Hebrews 6, that's not a wise thing to do. Stay faithful to God. Stay faithful so your testimony will not be tarnished. And my friend, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, please come to know the Lord as Savior today. The Lord offers His salvation today. Confess that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to save your soul. He will save you, as He's promised to do so in His Word. And if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy Word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."